Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. This morning, you're very welcome along. Now, we got a lot of statistics thrown in front of us, a lot of little nuggets. This one really caught me and stopped me, I have to say, in my tracks. More than half of global internet traffic is now made up of bots. This is extraordinary choking of the internet system. So what does it all mean and what are the practical effects? And do we need to worry about this at all? So I'm joined by Rob Ellis, who is the Vice President for the EMEA region of Thales Cybersecurity Products. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Emmett.
Yeah, as I say, it did stop me in my tracks. Half of the internet is now made up of bots doing and saying and making various things happen. Who are these bots and who put them there?
We've reached quite an inflection point here. You're right, it's a historical moment, not necessarily in the best way. So just to explain briefly, bots are basically small pieces of code that can automate processes across a network, across the internet. And they're very much on the rise. I think a lot of us will be familiar with bots like chatbots, like Siri, basically bots that enable good things to happen on the web, like the searches that we do every day. The search engines are enabled by bots crawling through the internet and indexing websites. But unfortunately, the majority of these bots are malicious and they're up to no good.
Now, obviously, there's bad faith actors. There's states that will do this. There's intelligence agencies. Obviously, some of them are commercially minded. Some of them want to win, soft power or hard power or whatever on the internet. Mm-hmm. Have you any sense of what the motivation of most of them are? Is it just purely trying to grab data off other people and sort of spy on them effectively? What's the motivation behind most of them?
Yeah, there are various different motivations. A lot of it is money. So you'll see things like ticket scalping, inventory hoarding. I think we've all seen concert tickets being bought up at cheap prices, resold at higher prices. The same issue in the travel industry with flights, hotel bookings. So there is definitely a financial incentive to it. But you're right. It ranges from nation state sponsored activity all the way through kids in their bedrooms doing this for kicks, because the barriers to entry have been lowered. People are now leveraging AI tools that are readily available to create bots much more easily and at much greater scale.
Now, Rob, obviously, we have AI tools available, so maybe it's easier to ferret out these particular bots. But is there anyone that really has an interest, a vested interest in pushing back against them? Obviously, you've got web browser companies, you've got online companies that provide the bandwidth, you've got the telcos and so on. So there's a lot of companies involved in the internet and the infrastructure of it. But is there anyone out there? There isn't a sort of a bot police person that's going to combat them. So is that one of the reasons for their growth, is just there isn't much coordination to sort of push back against them?
Well, I think it's characteristic of cybersecurity over years and decades. It's an ongoing, essentially, it's an arms race. And AI just brought a new factor to that equation. It's kind of like, I guess, the invention of gunpowder back in the day revolutionized warfare. And we're seeing the same thing here with the bot problem and cybersecurity in general. So it's really revolutionized the development of bots. In terms of who's doing anything about this, I think this ranges from what we can do as individuals and consumers all the way through to what large organizations and governments can do, because there are certainly tools and methodologies out there to combat this. We live in an economy which is undergoing a massive digital transformation. This is built on trust in digital services. And if this goes unchecked, we're going to have a big problem on our hands.
Yeah, and some of these bots obviously would be on social media platforms. So there's been that concern for a long time. But how easily can you say what the figures are for X and other such platforms? But that's a discussion for another day. We'll have to leave it there. Rob Ellis, who is the Vice President for the EMEA region for Thales Cybersecurity Products. We do appreciate it. And that's it. Our
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.